As the beloved mighty Arcturus speaks his heart to us, we offer him our love and gratitude and eternal obedience. We ask him to charge through us whatever cosmic action of the violet consuming flame he knows is required in outer physical conditions now to hold his absolute control and victory in Zunrabus all, to keep us invincible against all that is not the purity that sets us free forever. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, I trust I may leave with you tonight a power that I want you to use, and I know you will be happy to use as soon as you see the results it produces in your world. You who know of us, you who know the seven mighty Elohim, should give daily recognition of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in your foreheads, because that is the focus of the faculties of the sacred fire within you, within the intellect, in the mental body. And while your beloved higher mental body projects its powers and those faculties through the outer self, we, in the projection of that sevenfold flame through the brain structure, are the cosmic sacred fire guard of your mental processes, if you will but give us recognition. The mass of mankind know absolutely nothing of where the powers of the intellect come from, what they can do to protect those powers, or how to use them only constructively. But the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim is placed in the brain structure of every human being to be the guard of the faculties of the higher mental body that the individual must have and use in outer physical conditions if you are to attain mastery. And mastery means the constructively qualified energy and eternal control of all energy and all substance wherever you move, anywhere in interstellar space. And that's what the Ascended Master or Cosmic Being is. You begin to manifest that control by your conscious awareness of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim within the brain structure, enfolding the entire activity of your mentality. And mankind is in the condition it's in because it does not recognize or give conscious attention to our sacred fire within the brain structure that would always protect against misuse of the powers of the mind, if individuals would only give us recognition. But to those of you who understand your beloved I Am Presence, by your awareness of our sevenfold flame within the brain structure, you may have tremendous power, both mentally and physically, come into your outer use as you understand this, as you love it, and as you demand its cosmic protection of everything in your life stream to control all your experiences. Now, those of you who are doing creative work, regardless of the channel, must use the creative powers of the mind. And if you would always call forth the creative powers of the seven mighty Elohim and the victory of their sacred fire use, you would find much less delay in your accomplishment and inspiration that you might need from time to time would almost come flooding over you. It would come so rapidly and offer itself into your outer use. You could not possibly give recognition to us and call for our sacred fire inspiration and perfecting control of everything you do in the outer world without having it manifest. You could not ask your mighty I Am Presence and us to charge that into you and into your affairs without having the answer. It's just as certain to manifest through you and to you as that you make the call. And when you call for our sacred fire inspiration, my dear ones, there's not a thing that the mind of God contains that you couldn't have. The mind of good, the beloved I Am Presence, and the great central sun, and the sacred fire source of all manifestation is ready to flood in and around you. Its boundless blessings, its miracle powers, its inspiration without limit, and its manifestations that have never yet come into outer existence anywhere. And that is why the beloved Saint Germain, in the beginning of this I Am instruction, said to you, if you would acknowledge I am the great creative heart of God, marvelous ideas would come to you and you would bring forth things that have never been brought forth before, because the great creative mind of God is the sacred fire. It contains the limitless ideas of eternity and is ever revealing more of its perfection into outer manifestation. If you will draw this into your outer conditions, always with the awareness that whatever you produce is only perfection, and that perfection reveals the love and the glory and the powers of God to glorify the source that gives them to you. My dear ones, you would make progress so rapidly, the blessings that would flood your world would be indescribable, and you would go forward a century ahead of the rest of mankind. When you demand that everything in your being and world be compelled to be constructive, be compelled to be invincible against evil, be compelled to produce perfection that makes all life happy, glorifies the universe, and bears witness to the master presence of your beloved I Am, to the I Am Presence in the great central sun. When that is your constant thought, that is your constant picture within, that is your constant devotion to life, every action you would perform in the outer life would produce perfection for you, would lift you above the turmoil of the outer world, would give you such supply as you do not even believe exists. And you couldn't lack for a single thing. How could you? We are the seven builders of creation. And as the seven builders, we have unlimited supply with which to build. And we build only perfection that brings happiness and freedom and glory to all. We build only what is constructive. But my dear one, mankind down here, bound as it is in its own discordant creation, is constantly reabsorbing the destructive pictures it has created in the past, which are manifesting now in the present as outer world conditions. And if you do not cut yourselves free from that, you would go on indefinitely in the cycle, drawing that back into yourselves and producing more limitation outside. The hour comes when you must either completely and unconditionally take your stand that you won't have anything in your world but the perfection of God. And when you have decided that with all you are and have, you will remember to give us recognition. You will remember you have a sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim within your forehead. You will remember that the sacred fire contains all perfect thoughts, all perfect pictures, all perfect manifestations and revealment of the divine plan for you and all you contain. If you want the future revealed, it comes from within the sacred fire, not from within the outer world pictures or conditions that suggest themselves to mankind. So I'm taking you deep tonight into the heart of freedom, if you want to come. And there I am. Thank you so much, precious ones. And if you want to come, there I am within. For I assure you, the flame of the sacred fire, which is my special quality and service and responsibility to life, abides within your brain structure. And therefore, I can reach you at any moment to give you the blessings that will fill your world with perfection forever. Thank you so much, and won't you be seated, please? I'm pleading with you tonight because it is you who must take your stand that everything in your being and world shall manifest perfection to glorify your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host who are your protectors. All mankind put together cannot protect you, dear one. Your protection has to come from the sacred fire of your beloved I Am presence or us. Therefore, whatever guard you have of anything constructive must still be an action of the sacred fire. When you see how much mankind has used the faculties of the mind that are loaned to it by the higher mental body, and how they have used those faculties to create only destruction, I think they need us. They need to know something about the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim within the brain structure that can guard the mind against misuse. It can guard the feeling against discord. It can guard the world of the individual against destruction. And it is the sacred fire authority of perfect creation. So, blessed ones, if you take your stand and demand that destructive pictures shall not come into your being, our world, if you take your stand to prevent that, then we can give you very much greater assistance. You can have very much greater supply. You can have automatic protection and inspiration without a limit. Could flood your world from day to day till you would be the marvels of the age. And the rest of mankind would wonder how you do it. Now, if you want to be mysterious, of course, that's one way to do it, but that's not always desirable. If I were you, I would go ahead and get the momentum built of perfection in your own world. And don't forget this. Whatever you command or desire to have manifested in your outer experience, in your world, do not fail before you try to do it to call forth invincible sacred fire protection, ascended master protection that can never change. And draw your protection before you try to create anything. Then a destructive force does not come in and either delay you or distort what you're trying to do or destroy something after you've built it. Your mankind has lived age after age after age, one golden age after another. The great presence of life has just flooded perfection in every golden age. And yet mankind has destroyed its own handiwork. You do not need to go through that experience longer. With this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence and your conscious use of the violet consuming flame, if you will take your stand to demand the manifestation of the pictures of perfection in your world, everything, you issue the command and call the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to stand your guard before the perfection manifests and hold everything you do sustained and protected to bring happiness to life and glorify your mighty I Am presence. If you will start with that, you will not know what failure is. You will not know delay. You will not know lack of any kind. And you cannot produce anything but perfection. Now, I think you've experienced with imperfection long enough. Your trial and error method is accepted in the outer world as the only way you can find things out in this universe. And to me, it's pitiful. God beings with a flame of God in the heart, the flame of the seven mighty Elohim in the forehead, endowed with the authority of command, given the use of the great creative word I Am, beings of free will, beings of the creative power of the sacred fire in the life stream. And they go on, century after century and age after age. because they prefer to look to the without instead of to the within. I am shattering tonight some of the old racial habits under which you have functioned for many lives. And as the mighty Saint Germain told you, people, century after century, stay in distress and problem and limitation because they are content to stay in limitation. Because it takes strength, power, and determination to arouse the outer self to shatter the limitation. And if mankind does not exert that strength, then it stays in the limitation. I am cutting away as much as the cosmic law will permit. Your acceptance in the past or your willingness to stay in limitation. And if you arouse yourselves and are determined to be free, you shall be free. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, you cannot stay in limitation if you will remember to call forth the authority and power of victory, of the unfed flame in the heart, and the sevenfold flame in the forehead, and the heart flame of your beloved I Am Presence, which you call forth first. And there's no human being alive who will call to that beloved the heart flame of the mighty I Am Presence, the heart flame of the outer self, and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty elements into all outer physical conditions. You cannot stay in limitation if you ask that sacred fire to fill everything in your being and world by the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled. And you call for the ascended masters, the invincible protection of all the perfection you desire manifest, then whatever you do that is constructive is held sustained, never expanding. You know, everyone likes to be fashionable. My dear ones, let us start a new fashion, one this world never heard of. That in the midst of the chaos of the outer world, a group of you enter in to this use of the sacred fire and make your own individual beings and worlds the perfection of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, invincibly protected and forever expanding its love and happiness and blessing to life. And live your way. If I were you, I would set it into action, but fail not to call forth the sacred fire's invincible cosmic protection before you begin. Then, as you produce manifestation, you will not have interference from those who are jealous. You will not have obstruction from the selfishness of the unawakened of mankind. You will not have delay because of lack of understanding. And you cannot have faith. I think that's worth working for. Thank you so much, precious one. Now, with these two things that have been given you recently, the demand to your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host to show you the truth of your needs in blazing white light so you cannot misunderstand. And then you're calling forth to us for the sacred fires, building a perfection in your world. After you have called forth its invincible cosmic protection, you may go forward to very rapid accomplishment and very great victory. And I cannot stress too much the warning that was given you the other night when you were told to keep demanding always that your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host show you in blazing white light the truth you need to know, the information you need to have to do what is necessary for your own protection, your own supply, and your sustaining of that which is constructive. Now, please do not fail in this, because the individual who will stand steady with that command will never be interfered with by psychic forces again the rest of eternity. And if you knew what the psychic forces had done to life to drive individuals to the second death, you would reach up and take this like you take your next breath. And I am here to arouse you tonight to the necessity of this. Because unless you shut out psychic forces, because of their hypnotic control of the masses of the people, they seek to interfere with anybody and everybody that wants to do anything constructive. Those psychic forces pretend to be the Christ, and there is nothing of the Christ in the psychic realm. I shall say that with your beloved Saint Germain for eternity, and I shall shock mankind awake. Otherwise, they will be enslaved for only God knows how long. There is nothing good in the psychic world. And so, beloved ones, tonight, I come to protect you if you will listen to me. Thank you so much. Those psychic forces have made mankind fail lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and yet individuals will not stop playing with them. Psychic forces can touch your feeling, you not even know that they're anchored within you for 6 months. But when they've got you under their control, you have this failure and that failure and something else, and you don't know why you don't succeed after all your efforts. If I were you, I would arouse myself, and I would demand every power of the sacred fire in this universe blast me free and my world free from everything psychic, and for the rest of eternity keep you untouched. Thank you so much. Now, do you remember what your beloved Saint Germain said to you about the psychic realm? He says that is the main activity and sustaining energy of what we call the sinister force of the world. That is the accumulation of the energy of the Antichrist. Now, is there anything there you want? Don't let people fool you and tell you other things. We know others say that mankind does not. And so long as people fool with the psychic forces, they have never attained the ascension. That is the main realm of the accumulated energy of all mankind's emotional world, wherein is the filth of existence, wherein is the crime and the insane destruction of war. And therefore, I come to bring you the protection of the sacred fire, if you will use it. And I plead, and I shall continue to plead, until you are awakened so completely to the power of that which I offer that you never fail to use it. And as you go forward to any constructive accomplishment, you call for its sacred fire, cosmic protection before you begin. You call for the seven mighty Elohim, sacred fire, victory, and power of its perfection. You call for your beloved I Am presence, divine plan fulfilled with that which you have the capacity to do, and to keep yourselves untouched by anything psychic ever again in all eternity. And if you will do this, you will go forward in leaps and bounds. You won't know what interference is. You won't know what lack is of any kind. And you will have friends that you will never have until you do this. So the seven mighty Elohim of creation have many powers and gifts to give you. And they are awaiting every opportunity. They offer without money and without price. And you cannot have any result from the gifts they give except perfection for eternity and happiness you have sought so long and have not yet attained. The powers of life are infinite. The love of life none yet understand. And the door to victory stands wide open before you if you refuse to look any longer upon that which is destructive or allow it to impose its imperfection upon you or your world. You either must stand completely, unconditionally in the world of perfection, or you don't. You can't serve two masters and make any progress ahead. And with this knowledge, while the call to the unfed flame in the heart of your mighty I Am presence, the call to the unfed flame in your heart, the call to the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, for our assistance to produce perfection in your world, you cannot possibly fail. You couldn't fail to be answered. And so from tonight, I hope you will feel our determination to assist you, our determination to protect you. And if you will give just this little obedience that is required, it is so little compared to the gift that we can give. We do not want to see you struggle longer when with a rousing determination to have the sacred fire fill your world with its perfection of eternity, invincible against human creation, you may set yourselves free on the pathway of perfection and know no limitation. You know only the happiness of victorious accomplishment and the power that it is your privilege to use brings to you and to all blessings without limit for eternity. So go forward and know my sacred fire ever stands by your side to enfold you and produce this perfection and protection as you give it recognition, call it into outer action, use it in all you do, and refuse to let the pictures of the outer world's imperfection and chaos come in and ruin you and your world. In the sacred fire is the boundless supply you all crave. It's what you call for. It's what you must have with which to do the will of God. Now there's no lack in the sacred fire, source of creation. So my dear ones, begin to use this. Call forth your protection. Call forth your supply. Pour your love to your I Am presence and demand everything in your being and world. Be compelled to yield you the perfection of the sacred fire, invincible and victorious over all of this world forever. And every being of the sacred fire will come to your assistance, stand by your side, and fulfill your call beyond your fondest dreams. And this freedom I want you to have because you need it to assist your beloved Saint Germain. So if you will come with me, you know no longer the strain and struggle and distress of human experience. Let us go forward and help you to be free as soon as possible as you enter in to the joyous use and invincible demand for your perfection by the sacred fire that knows no failure and no end. May you be enfolded in the sun presence of its powerhouse and make everything in your world its perfection, till like a mighty sun you are a magnet to draw all you contact up into that perfection also, and we shall ever be with you in cosmic power. Thank you with all my heart. You, beloved Arcturus, thank you for eternity for tonight. Make each one your sacred fire presence to accomplish this which needs to be done. And never again let shadows touch those under this radiation. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire control of everything wherever we abide, that we no longer give recognition to anything but the victory that sets all free for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your sacred fire presence that closes out everything that is of evil, everywhere, forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Arcturus. And thank you, great beloved sacred fire, for all that it is our privilege to use and the security which it is to us for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Toans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible, sacred fire presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the sacred fire and mastery over all that is of evil, compel that evil to be annihilated and set all life free and be obedience to the mighty I Am presence and the ascender host that raises all into the ascension, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you. God bless you. God
bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Our beloved,
my God and present,
Saint of Main, Jesus, Daddy, now I am the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, of the kingdom, force of the elements.
Our beloved Mama.
Our beloved Lord Virginia. Our beloved staff. Our beloved messengers. All our beloved invincible God, victorious and kindly commons. All of the good ones, and I am citizens of the world. And our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too.
Forever, forever, and forever.
Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame, of the sacred fire's invincible dominion over all evil. Move it into our physical conditions and put an end to all evil, everywhere, forever, and as quick as possible. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the risen divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all sacred fire force brought into all outer physical conditions that puts an end to all evil everywhere for eternity out of the lightning speed this very instant with full cosmic action. And we thank thee.